Hey, everybody. All right. I'm going to jump right into this week's podcast episode. Coming off of a week of sessions, there's been a very interesting theme that has emerged. And there's also been some other things I wanted to talk about as we are moving into a totally different experience for the feminine. So let's dive right in, and then I will answer some of your questions. So first, I want to talk about women and pleasure and receiving pleasure. And some of you who follow my Substack have seen me talk about a woman's overarching theme in her life as a woman running a female template and running an energetic match to that female template will learn how to surrender and soften in her life. That's her overarching arc, character arc. It's separate from our soul's purpose and our soul's blueprint, but it is ultimately deeply ingrained within it as well in terms of expression and what we're here to do. While a man's kind of North Star character arc is to learn how to take on responsibility and protect, provide, and lead in a way that is aligned with his soul's journey and path. And a woman ultimately leads because she understands that the way she can be of most power is through the king, not being the king. That's a big distortion. And we've sought it collectively because we were coming off of a tremendous eons of disempowerment, having our power taken from us, having it either through suppression, coercion. We've had to survive. We've been undermined in lifetimes. We've been killed for having ideas. We've been killed for being spiritual healers, witches. I mean, you name it, right? High priestesses. We've been killed for being warriors. We've had to fight. And that fight is coming to an end. And you'll see, if you've been doing this work with me for a while, that you will come up against a point where two things take place. You'll be stable. Okay, let's say you've had years and years and eons of fighting, and things have felt really hard, especially even in this lifetime. They've felt dense, they felt difficult, and the more stable you become, the more this lingering feeling of like discontent arises. There's a chronic discontent pattern, which I've talked about in my book before, that women who've been running deep states of survivability are running up against right now. And that is combined with this inability to receive pleasure. So if you've been a caretaker, if you have been over-responsible, if you have been burdened by being the responsible person or being a leader, or if you've had your voice suppressed in lifetimes or this lifetime, if you have been afraid to claim your power, if you have been afraid to be seen, if you have experienced trauma, et cetera, that is going to grossly inform your ability to receive pleasure. There's like a direct correlation to those things. So the interesting part of that is pleasure, we think, is received through our organs, right? Our female parts down there, our root chakra, our sacral. We think it's actually through there, but it's not. It's actually the access point to it, how we receive pleasure. Like when I clear patterns around receptivity, it is in the heart. So our heart is actually the inception point of our ability to receive and our ability to receive pleasure. And then it's expressed through the void of us, through our portal, essentially, which is portal to creation, which is what women fundamentally have. We're the only species that has this. Anything that runs a female frequency has the ability to create life. We are creation, not necessarily creator, although we can experience what it feels like to create things. There's a very different nuance between those two experiences. So I say that because the reverberation of all of the last decades of suppression, fighting for rights, having a voice, finding where we have been displaced in our societies and families, et cetera, the confusion around roles, all of this intentionality to distort the feminine is kind of coming to an abrupt end. That will look like chronic discontent, a sadness, grief, extreme levels of fatigue, lack of clarity, confusion, not really knowing what to do with yourself, when there's nothing to fix and you're just simply in a state of rest, that feels uncomfortable for you. The healthier you get, the more hypervigilance becomes irrelevant. That pattern literally starts to dismantle. And as we collectively discharge a lot of the distortions around what a divine feminine frequency is, and a lot of this work started, at least in the Super Freak Collective, last year with HVM. High Voltage Mastermind Group, this group is an advanced group. That group, we worked so much on dark feminine, which we will continue this year at a very different level of what it is and what it looks like for each of us, in addition to clearing a bunch of other things that have come into the field. Kickstart, in addition with everybody else's work and every other else's collective, this magnetizing North Star of getting us to remember who we are and the power that we have. And what's really cool is you guys are getting more acute at identifying where these patterns live inside of you, right? Like, you can kind of get a handle on it, or maybe if you don't quite feel fatigued, like a quick session with me, or listening, getting into a group, or listening to something that a meditation that's on the shop, all of a sudden you'll kind of get a handle of, oh, it's on my right side and I have this pain on my body and it feels like it's associated with some kind of grief, or I'm experiencing this kind of feeling, or I have this type of longing, or I miss this type of person. Those are all very instructive dynamics to begin to unravel and then unpack, which is Pattern Academy 101. So if you've been thinking you're not necessarily ready for that program, like, I encourage you to stretch your boundary a bit, because you're going to surprise yourself in that you absolutely are. Part of what's been lost with women is having a sense of personal autonomy. So being able to understand our ability as creation, and then develop and create as a different expression ways and processes and methods for us to feel safe in our body and delete the patterns within ourselves. And that disempowerment pattern has been so atrophied over time that one of the sessions I had was like, I get a very subtle voice that I can hear now, and then I want it to be louder so I know for sure that that's my highest expression or my highest self. So that intelligence that you start to connect to has been, that connection has been incredibly, incredibly weakened and atrophied over time. And it's has layers and layers on top of it. Distraction, habits, alcoholism, perfectionism, workaholism, all these things to keep our minds very, very, very busy and out of our connection with our heart and our bodies. And our highest self moves through us. It's part of our entire being. And the more that we can hold the intelligence of who we are in our bodies, essentially the faster and more singular our feedback loops becomes with our highest expression. So essentially you experience more creativity, more magic, more joie de vivre, lightness, you have motivation to go out and take on your life. You want to go see things. You're not in scarcity or lack, etc. So that subtlety, that subtle voice that you hear, you want to validate that when you get a cue. And eventually those cues become stronger and more acute and more powerful. And you kind of get to a point where you no longer can ignore them. They just get that strong for you. And the process of awakening is as much about deleting all the things that aren't you, as much as it is validating all of the things that you are. Eventually, you just have to have your back so hard that there is no other choice other than to choose you no matter what. And that process of falling in love with who you are and then sharing your gifts with the world is a part of everybody's soul's expression and soul blueprint and purpose, etc. We are here to awaken and realize why we made the choices that we did in any way possible. So, okay, the next thing I want to talk about is an interesting thing I've discovered in sessions with you guys around how entities and emotional bodies, and all these different bodies are being created. So there was a question that came in as to what entities are, and some of you are starting to feel and sense that something is deeply outside of you, or that you will be taken over by something, or that you have something that doesn't feel good in your field. Very, very good. That is like Pattern Academy Recognition 101 right there. Excellent. So what you want to do with that information is you want to start to investigate, besides like what side of the body it feels like it's in. It could be inside of you. It could be your entire being. If you have the ability to recognize it, then you have the ability to be able to delete it. That's kind of how it goes. If you spot something in somebody else, you in turn have that resonance inside of you. You would want to learn next are processes, and you'd want to create some tool for yourself that where you delete that out of your field. And some of you will need help with this because it is a frequency thing. You have to be at a very specific resonance in order to be able to do certain types of removals, but it doesn't mean that you can't transcend patterns on your own with where you are right now, because it's very important to start with what you know and start with where you are all the time. So essentially, entities are beings that don't have manners, that are unawakened, that have created momentum and inertia because you have a complementary frequency that with the emotions, patterns, frequencies of the actual entity. Beings without manners and or entities can be now presenting as unreconciled, unprocessed, transgenerational emotions that have created their own monster kind of thing. It's created its own energetic storage facility, and it's presenting itself, quote unquote, as an entity. So, and this can happen, by the way, with different bodies. There's like not only just the pain body, there can be an anxiety body. There can be, you know, an AI body. There can be, you know, a political body, right? A politics, emotional pain body. So it's getting extremely indexed based on what you're giving your awareness to. I mean, you can create a completely subcategory, subdomain that's directly dedicated to holding like generational sadness. It has taken up, it's taken up all of the space. You're out of storage in the liver. And so another body gets created to be able to hold all of that. And then you just have a heaviness to your body that you can't really explain. And this could be weight gain and loss. This could be bouts of bipolarism or depression or numbing or feeling disassociated and detached from life, even though you've been doing the work for a long time. It can mean a lot of things and look a lot of ways. And I find this fascinating because I'm starting to see this like sub-dimensional layer created within you guys now, where again, it's an overflow of emotion. And then these quote unquote entities get created and they wildly want to be discharged and relieved of themselves. So it's not enough anymore to do kind of an entity removal unless you're getting down into the bottom line underlining layers of where, of what caused this thing to grow in the first place. So any unresolved lifetime, which is all of us, okay, in various degrees, that has to do with caretaking, caregiving, service contracts, having gifting, having unprocessed gifting, having deep connections with nature, but not really quite knowing what those connections are. As you get more familiar with who you are as a being, likes, dislikes, how you like to operate in the world, and are very curious more about consciousness, eventually you're going to run up against, especially as a woman, self-sacrifice patterns, self-abandonment patterns, over-responsibility patterns, burden as the family catalyst. You're, let's say, the lighthouse for the family, and you've been scapegoated, you've been gaslit, you've been made the black sheep, but you're the one who actually holds the power to transcend and free the entire line. You've just been made wrong for it. If you hold martyr patterns, inevitably, there are energies that you are unaware of that are being held in the body. And the biggest indicator that you have blocks to receiving is through this suppressed creative energy. And that has to do with pleasure also. So if you feel shut down, if you feel like you're in a constant state of functional freeze, yes, nervous system regulation is super important. Somatic mind-body stuff is super important. Again, I haven't seen it work as well, at least with myself, unless I'm getting into those deeper underlining patterns. And again, I keep saying this, like that work we did in HVM last year kickstarted so much change. And I'm seeing this deeper unraveling in the collective and through clients that I'm working on specifically around divine feminine leadership, divine feminine motherhood, divine feminine sisterhood, moving more into innate gifting. And it's teed up now for the energy that we're moving into, especially with this year being a snake and a feminine energy year, to really, really move into that claiming of who we are at spirit level. Okay, so let's get into some questions. This is actually, it's about dark entities. You talked about dark entities being a pattern. Is every pattern an entity and is every entity a pattern? So I think I just answered that yes and no. Essentially, my sense is now that one begets the other. It depends on the origin of the pattern and then the complementary frequency that you're running and then what the whatever the quote-unquote entity is running, which I've kind of come to learn now is essentially an unprocessed storage facility that has an incredible amount of spiritual mass and inertia and is causing a world of pain. And it lives primarily in the body space somewhere. So this can manifest as cancers. It can manifest as tremendous illnesses, all of which are catalyzers for you to pay attention to whatever it is, the thing that's limiting you from your own personal power. This next question is about possession. How does possession happen to somebody? What are the conditions and or frequencies? Great question. I've done loads and loads of quote unquote, I guess, exorcisms, if you will. Meaning when you have a possession frequency, it's typically a demon pattern. And the frequency of that lives inside of you, like deep into the core of you. So entities could be a lot of times they're on the outside and they're pretty harmless. They're pretty easy to remove. But like a demon pattern can get really huge and really big and can seemingly feel very scary. And they're designed that way because it is a lifetime's worth of disempowerment and control pattern. So if you're fearful, controlling, or controlled and have come from a long line of religion and you happen to run this yummy trifecta of self-sacrifice, martyr, and abandonment, and you have religious conditioning, and you have a disempowerment pattern, and or you run a victim pattern on top of that, possession is just like too easy, right? It's just too easy. It's like, you kind of don't know how someone just automatically changes. And this will be like a propensity to be drugs and alcohol, a propensity for like a dark side of the dark underbelly of the world. Like you have this innate curiosity about dark things and forbidden things and things that kind of scare you a lot, or like horror, things like that. And that is not an accident why things like that are, why you're attracted to things like that. Not that it's bad. I'm just saying, become aware of the things that you're attracted to and what you give your power to. So possession frequency essentially is unresolved patterning in a very severe degree. It's like when you run that level of information inside of you, it's essentially akin to a hacker being able to hack into you because you don't have any awareness of sovereignty or free will, right? They're able to hack into you, which is just, you've been sacrificed by the family line, typically black sheeps, scapegoats, IPs, this type that will manifest as drugs, alcohol, sex addiction, workaholism, self-avoidance, depression, not feeling like yourself, chronic anxiety, chronic discontent. I mean, you name it, could lead to having a quote unquote demon or possession frequency. So in short, that happens when you run that level of trifecta, and then that family line has complementary patterns to that and has allowed itself to be controlled. And then you're the latest rendition of that, and you hold a high level of light, and you're here to do big things, and that is very threatening for the line. So that takes a little bit different removal process. But you can transcend anything, any and everything can be removed. You might find yourself having like physical convulsions. I've seen this with people, and totally normal. It's just information shaking off of you, and that's the way you express it. So nothing to be alarmed with, but essentially it's unprocessed, severe levels of unprocessed trauma for the family line, and you are running the latest rendition of that. And also you have come here to transcend all of these things and delete, foreclose, eliminate patterns of self-sacrifice, abandonment, martyr, self-abandonment, over-responsibility, scapegoat, black sheep, and victim patterns, like all of it. And the demon frequency just happens to carry on all of those things. So, okay, let's see what the next one is here. Okay, so this next question is really interesting. It's very specific to this person's individual session she had with me, but it has to do about how I know what questions to ask, and then saying, like, I wouldn't have thought of that. I'm going to paraphrase here, but how do you know what questions to ask? Like, how to delete something, or how to keep the karmic lesson and then delete the pattern? Like, essentially, how do you know how to ask the right set of questions as you're along your awakening journey and you're learning more mastery within yourself? How do I transcend forever student syndrome and feeling like someone needs or you need a very complex knowledge in order to do this type of work? Fantastic question. Fantastic question. Because as you guys continue to grow along your journeys, like, this would be a mentorship possibility. This person would be great for the mentorship. This person would be fantastic for Pattern Academy HVM. You also would be ready for, like, let's say a sovereign system in like 6 months, let's say. So I say all of that because there is a process. There's going to be a time, right, when you come into the apex of yourself and you surrender so deeply and you trust the work so deeply that you have literally no choice but to just listen and then take the next indicated action. And this has been cultivated over a little time for me, right? So I have practice and I continue to do the work with you guys. And it's something that I just know what to ask. I just know it. It comes into me because I make myself wildly available to whatever needs to come up for you guys. I trust that implicitly. And then I take the next indicated action. So if you're up against this thing of like this place where you can identify patterns, but you are like, hey, now what? That's a really, really good place to be. You just want to stay curious. And then I invite you to use the if algorithm. If I could delete a pattern right now, what would that look like? If I could create a tool to delete this, what would that look like? We're going to be going over a lot of this in the groups the next few months. And give yourself permission. However, you cannot have fear. This is the thing. The unshakable self-belief and having zero doubt is like an extreme sport. So you're absolutely where you need to be. Keep asking those questions. Move through the fear. Feel it. Know that you have the ability to transcend anything. And then take the next indicated action. And then see what happens after that. And then, because you're just collecting data. You know, you can't make a wrong move. You really can't fuck it up. Because let's say you take a left and you meant to take a right. You're going to learn something on that left. And it's going to lead you to the right anyway, right? It's just kind of different data points and different ways to go around a block and things like that. So don't worry. It's all good. You're doing great. This is part of the mastery. And also, it's really about what you're learning. So if you took a right when you meant to take a left and you think you're off path as a result of that, how you get to your destination or whatever you think your destination is kind of irrelevant, because the patterns and the lessons that you came here to learn and the patterns that you came here to transmute, transcend, and move beyond are all the limiting beliefs that you agreed to move on, while you took the body or before you took the body. So I say all of that because we're really hard on ourselves and there's all this pressure, feeling like we're wildly off path and we're not where we're supposed to be. And just relax, because ultimately our purpose is extremely simple, really. Like, what we are here to learn about ourselves is very different than what we think our purpose is. And a lot of that is created and directed in the moment based on how quickly you let go of the things that aren't you, how quickly you stop controlling, how quickly you come back to self, how quickly you let go of relationships that aren't serving you, guilt, shame, obligation, worry, over-responsibility, and you actually start to override these very strong belief systems and you come back into yourself. You stay with yourself. And the longer you do that, the more practice you get at doing that, the less you ultimately suffer, because you're the creator. You are literally creating your life and your purpose is kind of being created at the same time. Like, you're discovering it as if you've learned about it from the first time, but it feels so familiar to you and so aligned, and it sparks such a deep curiosity within you that you're like, wow, God, that makes so much sense. And it feels like it was built and made and created and designed just for you. You're like, that is a tailor-made blueprint for me. Exactly, because it is. That's why everybody is so important and everyone is so unique. And we are witnessing this collective reflection and reverb of our own collective consciousness right now. That's why things are so greatly out of balance, but it's also why we are awakening up faster now more than ever before. And it's a very, very exciting time to be alive. So if you find yourself giving your power away to the political rhetoric that's going on online, or out in the world out there, just remember that whatever you give your power to, it will take it. It will happily take it. And you're no more more powerful or less powerful than you were before. You're just a lot more defeated, right? So it's when you give your power away, you're giving it under the guise that you don't have any. And that's quite literally a lie. You have all of it, and you can screen change and delete at any time. And that is exactly what I'm here to help you guys do, and what I'm here to teach you with and guide you to do, is to identify these things that aren't you, be reminded of your personal power. Things are going to start clicking and landing. The more you clean out the body, the more you're able to take in your own light. I'll be talking about body detox in the Healers Hub. And it's just going to be a really exciting ride the next few months. And also, I'll say that the Healers Hub is a monthly membership, right? So you can drop in at any time. If you want to drop in a couple months, and then you can kind of catch up on the meditations and the lessons and things like that. So if that's been in the back of your mind, there is no finish line with the Healers Hub. It's there for you to expand on an ongoing basis. All right, let's get into the next question. How do I find clarity when I do not feel like I have any? Very, very good question. Get this question a lot. Sit with you guys in sessions a lot with this. And I'll say, the lack of clarity that you perceive that you're experiencing is really coming from a place of doubt, usually, and fear. So if you can start to get into and identify what fear you're feeling, what are you really afraid to lose? And what are you afraid that you're not going to experience? That is what's driving this lack of clarity that you feel like you have. And much of that also is tied up with an emotional bundle that you're desperately trying to unravel yourself from. So this could be guilt, shame, feeling, again, overburdened, feeling like you have to do everything yourself, feeling like it would just be so much easier if, a parent would just pass that you're caretaking for, because then your life can start. Yes, and a lot of the lesson that you came here to override is inside of all of that stuff that you're resisting. So whatever you resist persists. So soften and surrender to the resistance and then see what shows up from there. And then you kind of have more information, right? Now you've got something else to work with. And then that leads you to another left or a right. So you're collecting data and then you're getting very, very efficient at discerning and then clear, cancel, deleting the data that you don't want, and then calling in the data that you do want, basically. And I've said this before in sessions with you guys, where I see these little download packets that are resonating on a very specific frequency that the body can't hold yet. That's why it's extremely, extremely important for the body to go with you. And again, I'll be talking more about that in the Healers Hub and the coming programs. All right, so this will be the final question that I'll answer, and it's a great one. So, all right, so how do you keep your nervous system regulated and your gut healthy during these very chaotic times? And I'll say this, that nervous system regulation has everything to do with how safe you feel in your body. And also it has to do with a lot of early imprintation of when you first left your body. So if you have a trauma response or you've experienced trauma in the first 8 years or the first 13 years of your life, then you have a very, very early imprintation, either that happened directly to you or that you have scanned and taken on for the family line, either the maternal line or the paternal line. And now you're running that set of scarcity or lack or fear or not feeling enough or martyrism or anger or rage in the nervous system. And it's creating a byproduct of hypervigilance, fawn, freeze, or fight. So the nervous system is going to respond in conjunction with the brain to keep you safe at all times. It's conditioned and designed to do that. The brain is designed to do that. And it's designed to take things from the past and create a predictive outcome for you. You guys hear me talk about this all the time, right? Your brain works in qualitative, quantitative experiences, repetitive patterns, right? Conditions, things you learned as a kid, your environment. It's going to take all of that data based on those four, let's say, buckets, and create a myriad of possible outcomes for you and literally put you into that automatic pilot mode, into that possible outcome, so it can mitigate risk. The caveat is it thinks it's mitigating risk for you and it's doing a really good job, but it doesn't know what it doesn't know. So that's where the observer comes in. When you start to wake up, you pop into a dimensional aspect of yourself known as the observer. And then you start to get very curious about this voice that you hear, or this subtle voice, let's say your highest self that you hear, like in the back, or you feel, or you know, or you intuit. You start to get very curious about all these different intuitions and these sensations, this thing seemingly going on in the background. What is producing these thoughts? What is that? That's a very, very good question. So the more you give your attention to things outside of you, like news and the media and whatever else, the more you give away your attention to these things and you let them affect you, you're conditioning the nervous system to be on high alert. It needs to be on high alert because at any moment and any time, you can utterly feel panicked. The chances are a majority of you, now I understand everyone's in a different financial situation, but on a day-to-day basis, very like on a day-to-day, moment-to-moment, minute-to-minute basis, the things that you give your attention to aren't really affecting you in this moment. Right? So if this podcast helped you, great. Listen to this podcast. If this podcast isn't vibing with you right now, great. Don't listen to the podcast, right? Like go where the love is, go where you feel there's this curiosity where you can grow and stretch your container. Go where there's community, or stay with yourself and feel like I don't have it in me right now, but like I love you and I will check in with you later. But typically the things that we give our power away don't have a daily direct effect on us on a day-to-day basis that we think we do. We think it does. It just, the sensationalism of it freaks our brains out and then our nervous system's completely shut down. So stay with yourself. You will hear me say this all the time and people don't really know what that means. Remember who you are, and if you don't have access to that yet, find that version of you, an archetype, that let's say you feel is available inside or like you would like to emulate in some way, and draw the answer of how that person would respond to you. Draw that to you. And I'm going to talk about copying frequencies in the Pattern Academy and what that actually looks like, and a little bit in HVM. But there's literally a way that you could scan and start to copy frequencies and bring that into you. It's actually really cool. And then you eventually start to override it with your own alchemy. Because if there's something in somebody else that you really admire, it's available within you. You just need to pull it up and out. So that should be really fun when we do that. But stay with yourself means you don't leave your body and you don't self-abandon when things get hard, scary, tough, shut down, in a fear response, what have you. It's a nuance. It's the mastery of learning how to discern when you need to force override your patterns, right? Force override the feeling of sadness, of stuckness, and or honor yourself and allow the emotion to pass through you like a wave. It's just different for each person. So again, this is your personal mastery. Pay attention to what caused the paralysis in the first place. You can grab the pattern worksheet and audit the behavior of like what led you to that. You can basically do a timeline of the hour before or the day before or the week before or who did I spend time with? What did I actually do? And then get very curious about the conversations that you had, and you can kind of reverse engineer maybe what led you to having like this colossal dip. Maybe you hung out with a family member or a friend, you abandoned yourself in a split moment and you did two other things or four other things on your to-do list, and that just caused you to massively burn out. There might've been a window of grace there, an opportunity where you didn't need to get it done that day. You just felt more productive if you did. And instead of feeling more productive, honoring yourself and cutting it off and giving yourself boundaries would have been, let's say, a way to confirm, delete, or override that pattern instead of pushing yourself. These are just these mundane moments. They're very, very subtle. So the gut and the brain, everything, very, very important. And the gut gets out of balance when we give our power away. Shocker, right? And of course, when we're not eating diverse foods and prioritizing microbiome, et cetera, which I'll talk and touch on a little bit again in the Healer's Hub, some body stuff. Bring my sister, who's a PhD in integrative wellness, into the picture. She's going to give me some stuff. So it'll be good. But the gut is all about that storage facility. I'm going to speak to the pattern aspect of it, is about personal power and giving away your power. So if your gut is sideways, notice where you give your power away, right? And if you are noticing that your nervous system is shutting down, it's probably because you're giving your power away. So reclaim, shut everything down, reset, give yourself a 24 to 48 hour detox of whatever it is, right? Digital detox, media, and just see if you can start to regulate yourself. And or for those who are familiar with reparenting, right, you can kind of get curious. You can do the pattern exercise on it or listen to a frequency meditation on this specifically. Mother wound, father wound, whatever one. I talk about pretty much inner child stuff on every single podcast meditation anyway, because I'm getting you to reference when you first noticed your first memory of leaving yourself or abandonment or didn't feel safe with your mother or didn't feel safe with your father, because inevitably the first conditioning, the first 8 to let's say 15 years of our lives, deep, deep programming years, very deep. Our brains are in theta. They're little squishy memory chambers. We are using our little mirror neurons to look in our environment. We're copying everything. And like who we're going to be is pretty much established by the time we're 13 years old. That second wave of hard coding gets coded. And then after that, our brains basically finish developing around 25 all the way up to 30, depending on the person. And then that's it. And then it's fixed pretty much, unless you start to wake up and become aware and recondition and decode and et cetera, et cetera. So you can look within and say, okay, I know this functional freeze is a response and a strategy to not feeling safe. When was the first time I didn't feel safe in my body? When did I actually, what can I remember? What's the earliest memory? And then start to use that pattern exercise around what happened, how you felt, who were the characters involved, what were the scenario, what were you afraid of, what are the patterns running, who was the first person that you remember getting that pattern from or witnessing that pattern, and then so on and so forth. And then you start to track it in the body and become like an investigative journalist of your own discomfort. And then through there, you actually can get creative and create a system or a process for yourself, and you start to get better at asking questions. This is the mastery. This is the leap between Healer's Hub, HVM, and Sovereign System, right? Pattern Academy. This is this trajectory for you, is getting more and more clear and concise and faster and more efficient on identifying patterns, recognizing them for yourself, getting a handle of the mechanics, learning how to come back to your body, learning how to ask the right questions, creating your own system so you're not using anybody else's, you're totally sovereign, and then moving into more fundamental authenticity and what that actually looks like and feels like for yourself, and then continuing to see and play with your own feedback loop. So if the feedback loop isn't looping and that math isn't mathing for you, then change something, right? Change, allow, soften, get curious, and then follow through. The follow through is the biggest part. That's the confirm delete process I talk to you guys about a lot. The follow through with making the decision or wanting to experience something, super, super important. And you see this a lot in any kind of husbandry with animals. Horse husbandry, animal training, dog training, the follow through is unbelievably important because the brain needs to get a different imprintation of what it feels like that's the opposite of what the trauma experience was, or the anger experience, or the state of mind was. So for example, if a dog feels like something at the door is a threat, and then you acknowledge that that's not a threat, you follow through to help the dog change its frame of mind so it can relax. It's looking at you for leadership. You tell it it's not a threat. It just learned. But if you don't actually follow through with the behavior of that animal, it's going to constantly think that everything is a threat. So that's kind of what you're doing with your own nervous system, is reconditioning it around safety, threat, and stability. And I've said it before, and I would say I have a lot of women I'm working on this now, is the healthier you get, the more the nervous system is going to want to panic and try to find something to fix. So sitting in the discomfort of what true stability and receiving feels like is like a whole other masterclass in itself. That's truly the biggest gift we could have, is to move through that process and learn what that feels like in the body, so we can ultimately receive nothing but support and love and nourishment and really move into divine feminine energy. All right, y'all. That was a great cast. I hope you enjoyed it. And I will speak to you when I speak to you next. Take care.